my incredible podcast family. This is Real Talk Kim. How are you doing? Man, I am so excited to be back with you all today. I have been traveling again. The world's been opening back up. I have to admit, I've gotten very spoiled being home. And so I'm having to get back to the hotel, getting back adjusted, you know, to the hotel life. And man, sleeping in not my bed. So last week was traveling and forgot all about my podcast. How does that even happen? It's like the world just is going by so fast. And so the structure I had is no more. So I'm back. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you today. Man, I'm praying for you today. I believe the best is yet to come for you today. God's got incredible plans for you and excitement for you. And we've got, 68 days or something like that left of 2020. And I believe that God's going to do more in these 67, 68 days than he's done in the last decade of your life. And that is just how God rolls. And man, this year is just proof that it can, what looks like to be the worst year of your life can turn out to be the best. And that's exactly what's happened in my life. And I know it's happening in yours as well. So I'm Real Talk Kim. Y'all can stay connected to me by going to realtalkkim.com right now. I'm an author, a four-time author. I am a pastor at Limitless Church. I'm a senior pastor at Limitless Church in Fayetteville, Georgia, right across from Whitewater High School. If you're ever in Atlanta, man, you've got to come see me. I'm there every Sunday at 11 o'clock, and I'm the mother of two incredible kids, Morgan Scotland and Lincoln Presley, 26 and 24, and business entrepreneur, mother pastor, hope dealer, purpose pusher, and just stay connected, y'all. Go get my, not only do I have podcasts, but I have a YouTube channel, Real Talk Kim. I'm on every social media platform as Real Talk Kim. So let's get into it. Today, I want to talk to you about life. Just we're talking about life and the way that, you know, so often people ask me all the time, can you please tell me what your mother uses on her skin? And all of y'all know Mimi. Mimi's my mother, and she's in lots of my videos with me, and she's 73, but Mimi doesn't look 73. Mimi looks my age. Mimi looks phenomenal, and people always want to know, what makeup does she use? And Mimi said something to me when I asked her, because someone wanted to know what makeup she uses. She goes, it is way more than what I put on my skin. It's what I put in my body. And that's the truth, because she barely wears makeup and she doesn't have to because of the way she takes care of her insides. And so today I want to give you some illustrations that's going to help you get free. The first thing I want to tell you about living right and living your best life is understand some things. These are things that I understand that help me move forward. Number one is important people come and go, and that's okay. Important people come and go, and that's okay. See, we're talking today about what are you holding on to? What are you brewing in your spirit that is weighing you down every day? What are you thinking about daily? What's holding you back? The should have, could have, would have. See, unfortunately, the most important people in your life can become strangers overnight. Craziest thing ever, ain't it? How someone that you went on vacation with, you were married to, you slept with, all of a sudden, overnight, gone. Divorced. Right? Fortunately, total strangers can become the most important people in your life overnight. And this process hurts But if accepted, it serves to improve the quality and suitability of the people in your life. I think that was probably one of the hardest things for me this year, was understanding, because y'all realize that we've social distanced all year. You know, we really realized there was a lot of people that we thought were essential in our lives that just weren't. And one of the biggest things for me was realizing that, how can someone be such an intimate part of your world and then gone like you never knew them, right? So we have to realize, number one, that important people come and go, and that's okay. Unfortunately, the most important people in your life can become strangers overnight. And guess what? You're going to make it. You're going to make it. And then there are going to be strangers. Man, I have people that I had never met that are in my RTK inner circle, my mentorship program. These people are my family. These people that do life with me every day that are part of my RTK inner circle. Like, it is just not a mentorship program that I started and I don't know who you are. I mean, we are literally doing life together. Like, I know these people. You know, every 6 months I have a retreat just for my inner circle. And a lot of the inner circle comes to Atlanta and spends 3 days with me. And it is family. When my daddy died, they were my family. They would be sending us food to our houses. And I haven't met half of them. So I realized this year that the most important people in my life can become strangers overnight. And fortunately, total strangers can become the most important people in your life overnight. That's the truth. My RTK inner circle is my family of choice. And we are tight. The next thing that you gotta to realize is that your diet isn't just what you eat. Today we're talking about how do we prosper in life? How do we crush life? How do we get up and move forward after failure, after devastation? You got to realize that some people are going to become strangers overnight. Mm-hmm. Important people. And number two is, your diet isn't just what you eat. One thing I've realized is, as you get older, you realize that your diet isn't just what you eat. It's what you watch. It's what you read. It's who you follow and who you spend your time with. So reality is, y'all, if your goal is to have a healthier mind, you have to start by removing all the junk from your diet. Yeah, you got to watch it. Y'all, I am this girl. I promise you, if I start reading a text, I can tell within the first two letters, the two words, that the climate of that email or that text, and I won't read it. I won't read it. If someone is letting me have it, if someone is angry at me, I won't read it. I won't read it. I will be scrolling through my Facebook, and if I see someone that's just always on their soapbox, that, they are hidden. I am very careful what I allow in my ears. People thinking I'm going to get her. They wasted a whole hour writing me an email that I ain't never read. I am not reading it. This is my body. This is my temple. And I am in charge of what I pollute myself with. And I ain't, no ma'am. Because my diet isn't just what I eat. It's what I watch. It's what I read. It's who I follow on social media. It's who I spend my time with. I'm telling you something, I don't hang out with messy people. I do have a problem. I give messy people way longer than they should have in my life. I sure do. I am loyal to a fault. But once I'm done, I'm done. That's right. That's right. So number one was, you have to realize that important people can become strangers overnight. They come and go, and that's okay. And number two, your diet isn't just what you eat. Number three, sometimes You have to let people down to be happy. Uh-huh. Let me say that again for the people in the back. Sometimes you have to let people down to be happy. Ouch. I know that ain't always easy. You and your mental health are more important than your career, than your money, other people's opinion. You know, y'all, that event you said you would attend, your partner's mood, your family's wishes. That's right. Sometimes you're going to let them down. If taking care of yourself means letting someone down, then let someone down. Yes. If taking care of yourself means letting someone down. This was so hard for me. I never wanted to let anybody down. I never wanted to put anybody out. I would kill myself trying to take care of everything. Because the reality was, I didn't think I was worthy. I didn't think I was important enough to put somebody out. And you know what else I would do? I would literally never ask anyone for help. Because I didn't want them to lie and say they would help me when they really didn't want to. Now, you know none of that was my business. My business was to ask for help, and if they could do it, great. If they weren't, if they can't, great. Whatever. But I lived a majority of my life like that. Y'all, self-love must always be stronger than your desire to be loved by others. That's right. Self-love must always be stronger than your desire to be loved by others. Period. Number four. Never let rejection. Y'all, today we are talking about how you keep yourself on top of life. These things are really easy. And they're really like, oh my God, I do this and I didn't even know I did this. These things are things that will wear you out if you don't pay attention to them. So number four is never let rejection lead to self-rejection. Never, ever, ever let rejection lead to self-rejection. A person who has experienced rejection fears rejection. And a person that fears rejection tends to push or run away before they can be rejected. Yep, a person who has experienced rejection fears rejection. And a person that fears rejection tends to push or run away before they can be rejected. All right? So in their subconscious mind, they have avoided rejection. And really, in reality, they've been rejected again. And you know what? This time, by themselves. That's right. That's right. In your subconscious mind, you avoid rejection because you put these walls up around you because you're afraid of rejection. You know what? That rejection didn't break you last time, and it's not going to break you this time. I look down and I think, man, I've had rejection from people I never thought. People that flat out made me feel like I was the coolest, most loved. They would walk on a bed of broken glass for me and then rejected me. And you know what? I could walk around scared of rejection, but I'm not scared of rejection. You know why? Because I healed from rejection before and I'll heal from it again. And life is about dare. Life is about getting out of your comfort zone. Life is about just doing it. And you know what? If you hurt me, oh well, your loss, I'll heal. And I'm not going to get bitter in the process. So basically, in reality, every time you're so afraid of rejection that you won't do nothing because you're afraid of rejection, you are actually rejecting yourself. That's right. Number five, own your responsibilities. Own your future. Own your responsibilities. Own your future. Listen to this, y'all. You are not responsible for your trauma, but you are responsible for breaking the cycle and not hurting more people because of what happened to you. You're not responsible. I say this all the time to y'all. You are not, listen, the pain may not be your fault, but the healing is your responsibility. You are not responsible for your trauma, but you are responsible for breaking the cycle and not hurting more people because of what happened to you. You will never control your future if you let your present be controlled by your past. You will never control your future if you let your present be controlled by your past. Listen, y'all, what happened yesterday may not be your responsibility, but how you behave today is. What happened yesterday may not be your responsibility, but how you behave today is. Period. Number 6, quality over quantity. Life is about quality, not quantity. One quality friend gives you more than 100 acquaintances. One quality relationship gives you more than 100 flings. One quality experience gives you more than 100 drunken nights. Yes. Yes. Y'all ready for number 7? Number 7. Fairy tales will make you unhappy. That's right. Fairy tales will make you unhappy. Obsessing over the things that society says you are supposed to do. Y'all, it will kill your happiness. Don't listen to the fake fairy tales of how your life is supposed to be going. You don't have to go to university at 18 or get a job at 21 or buy a house at 25 or get married at 30 or have kids at 35. Who says? I wish I would have learned this so much sooner in my life. Everyone is different. And your path to happiness will be too. All right? Fairy tales will make you unhappy, baby. Get up. Find your freedom. Do you, boo? I promise y'all, so much of my life that I'm talking about in this podcast today, I learned the hard way. I'm trying to save you from unhappiness, from anger, from bitterness. We talked about anger on prayer call a couple of weeks ago, and I broke down anger for you. Anger happens in your life when you feel like something's been taken away from you. I was standing with a guy at Faith Assembly on Sunday, and he looked like he'd been probably in gangs his whole life. Looked like he had a bad rap. Guarantee you his daddy wasn't in the picture. And he was this tough looking boy. And y'all, this dude walks up to me with the biggest tears falling from his face. Like the tears that hurt you. Because they like, bam. Like when they hit, they splash. That was the tears that were coming out of his eyeballs. And he says, I need you to help me. I need you to help me. He said, I struggle with so much anger. I struggle with so much anger. And he said, my little baby, my little infant daughter was in my arms and I was having a horrible day. And he said, I have anger issues. And so I just told my fiance, I gotta go. I gotta go for a walk. I gotta go. And he said, I left my baby there. And he said, I guess the baby's like 2. And he said the baby wrapped a cord around her neck because he wasn't in the room watching because he was angry. and that little girl almost killed herself. And he was devastated. And the Holy Spirit just told me, said, you tell him that this anger does not control him. That this anger, so this boy probably had a horrible childhood. He probably did not have a normal home. He probably had a very, very, very chaotic childhood. Probably did not have a lot of security. And he's angry. Now, this boy is walking through life angry. I got another guy that I met. And y'all, I prayed for this guy. And he accepted Jesus as personal savior. And he looked like a different boy when he walked away. Because I'm going to tell you, anger and shame will hold you back. I have another guy. I'm just so excited because God's really opening up to my ministry to men. And they are really getting healed. There was another guy that he had dad issues. His dad had left his life. And his dad was a punk. And his dad could never hold responsibility to his kids and had like 5 kids and wasn't in any of their lives. And he had been in this guy's life for the first few years, but in the most crucial years at like 9, 10, 11, he leaves and never is involved in this kid's life except when he wants to be. This boy has the biggest anger issue. He's got the greatest mom on the planet, but he's angry. And he's angry because an important person walked out of his life. An important person. We talked about it, number one. He is validated, right? He's validated. He is validated to feel what he's feeling, right? But he can't control, let's see, what did I say? What happened yesterday may not be his responsibility, but how he behaves today is, right? So we're seeing this guy that is angry, and you know he has road rage. And the road rage had this guy that had kept threatening him, I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna kill you, comes up and honks at him at a light, and this guy takes out after, this is a whole nother guy, y'all, takes off after this man and pulls a gun on him to scare him. Wasn't gonna do anything with that gun. But do you know it's changed this boy's whole trajectory of his future? Because now he's in a lot of trouble because of rage. Because he let a punk that is nobody stir and trigger something in him that an important person did by leaving his life at a young age. And so, fact of the matter is, your job is to get healed. The pain is not your fault, but the way you behave today is. And so you have to get free. You have to get free. Number 8, and I'm definitely watching both of these two men walk in their healing. I'm watching it. God is a good, good God. And so often we are allowing things that aren't even chasing us to hold us back. And it is just a change in your spirit, a change in your heart, and a change in your mind that sets you free and on a course. You know, I have walked through devastation in my life, but I can tell you that this year, walking through a huge, Jesus, just traumatic situation in my life, I got over that situation so fast and moved forward with my life so fast because of what I'm telling you today. Important people leave your life and you're going to make it. Happiness is no one else's business but yours. And here's number 8, fun is yours. If you want to enjoy your life, don't subscribe to other people's definition of fun. Fun doesn't have to mean drinking, partying, or socializing. Fun can be a night alone. Fun can be getting lost in a book. Fun can be having a deep conversation. Fun can be walking and creating art, playing music, doing work that you love. My fun is sitting at a restaurant with my mother outside, looking at her saying, did we ever think we'd be here? How cool is this? We could be crying in our beer, in our milk, but instead we are creating our own fun. My fun is loving on my inner circle at 7:15 Eastern Standard Time every night in our Facebook private page, just hanging out with them. That's fun. Fun is Pastor Limitless Church, right? This fun doesn't look like the old fun. The old fun was creating an induced flu in my life every day because I was drinking every day and getting hungover every day. But not anymore. My fun looks so different because I'm different inside. Your fun belongs to you, period. Your fun belongs to you. So make sure you define it. Make sure you define it. All right, so listen. All of these things that I gave you today, I really believe that God gave them, all eight of these. God gave me these just for you today. Because I think that, you know, we have to have a perspective shift in order to walk in the fulfillment that God has for us and the promise God has for us. And maybe your dream board went to hell on a handbasket too. Maybe your dream board went up in flames. Maybe this year you faced a divorce you never saw coming. Maybe this year someone died of COVID or cancer or something and you never saw your life without them. My daddy died this year. I never thought in a million years that me and my mama would be single. I never thought in a million years that my mom and daddy were jet setters. They preached all over the world. They preached in Indonesia. I mean, they stood on in front of thousands and thousands of people. I never dreamed that my daddy's latter years, he hands me his church, him and Mimi, hand me the church, and then he gets dementia, really? And he goes out the way he goes out this year at 73. He just turned 73 a month ago in heaven. That's so young. I never dreamed that our life would look the way it looks. But you know what? We're enjoying it. You know why? Because we can. That is me and Mimi's motto this year. It's because I can. I can. And you know what? So can you. You can. Today, you are responsible for your happiness. You can. You can enjoy your life. You can let go of that toxic relationship and move into living. Y'all, I don't understand it for the life of me why somebody wants to live with somebody that is just terrible. Why they want to keep on fighting someone that don't no more love them than the man in the moon. Because they would rather have somebody than nobody. Can I tell you, it is so much easier living in life by yourself. Sometimes somebody leaving your life is the best favor on the planet for you. I'm serious. But you got to stop allowing yourself to think things that ain't true, right? So realize, number one, was important people come and go. And you know what? You going to make it, and that's okay. Number two, your diet isn't just what you eat. It's what you watch. It's what you put in your body. It's what you listen to, who you hang with. Number three, sometimes you have to let people down to be happy. Yep. Number four was never let rejection lead to self-rejection. Never. Don't reject yourself because you're scared of rejection. Come on. You're going to heal again when you get rejected. Yes, you will. Number five, own your responsibilities. Own your future. Period. What happened yesterday may not be your responsibility, but how you behave today is your responsibility. Number six, quality over quantity. Number seven, them fairy tales will make you unhappy. Period. Yes. And number eight, fun is yours. Man, I love y'all so much. I pray that you were blessed today. Listen, it is just that easy. People tell me all the time, it's easier said than done. No, it ain't. No, it's not easier said than done. It is not. It's easy to do when you stop feeling like it's impossible. Because God created you to do hard things. He just did. He says in Philippians 4:13, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Period.com. Yes, you are awesome. You are amazing. You are just the greatest. And so today, hug yourself for me. Get up. Get to living. Stop being miserable. Stop it. Stop being pitiful and be powerful. I love y'all. I'm Real Talk Kim right here. Loving on you today. Share this podcast with somebody. Share this podcast. It's going to help somebody today. Perspective shift is everything. Hey, go to realtalkkim.com. Be a part of my world. Go on go on iTunes. Leave me a great review for this podcast, because those stars, they matter when people are looking for podcasts that ain't never heard of Real Talk Kim. All right, so go leave me a review. Share this with somebody. I love you. I thank you so much for all your support. Y'all, I got the greatest followers on the planet. I love doing life with you. I call you my family of choice. I'm excited about your future. Get in my mentorship program. Go to innercircle.realtalkkim.com and let me help you get out of your groove, your stuck place, and move into your destiny. All right. I love you guys. Realtalkkim.com. Stay connected. Talk to you next week. I love you. Real Talk Kim over and out.